Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV. I'm Jake Hayes, and we are getting rolling here on Community Comment. And before we really get the party started here, wanted to talk to you about our friends over at Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space for over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And they will also take care of your cabinetry over a Professional Floor Covering. If you want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful but last for years to come, partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. And now, without further ado, we will throw it to Terry Bell for today's community comment.
Thank you so much, Jake Hayes. This is Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And it is time, as we do each time this month, to talk about parks and recreation in Beaver Dam and everything that's happening. And as always, we welcome Parks and Recreation Director Jana Stevens to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Good to see you as always. And it's a special month. It's Parks and Recreation Month. And that was proclaimed by the Common Council last night, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Summer is always an exciting time for our department, and especially July. We celebrate Parks and Recreation Month every year. This happens to be the 40th anniversary of the Parks and Recreation Month celebration. It was established by the National Recreation and Parks Association, and this year's theme is Build Together and Play Together. So it's a great theme highlighting how we build parks and sustain those parks. We work together, we play together, and really highlights how essential parks and recreation are to the community and bringing people together, keeping people physically active, healthy, helping people avoid social isolation with activities, whether it's at the Watermark Community Center or in other types of programs that we do in the parks and other locations throughout the community. So just lots of reasons why parks and recreation is important, and July is a great month to highlight it.
Absolutely. Now that the summer is in full swing and people are looking for things to do, what sorts of things do you recommend that people avail themselves to?
Well, one of the nice things is that we have lots of free and very affordable activities. If you just take a look at our Community Center Courier, which we publish every other month, it gives you all of those activities and examples. We have over 20 parks in the city, and each of them features different amenities. People can get out and go disc golfing at Crystal Lake Park. That's a free activity. You just have to buy the equipment, which is very inexpensive or relatively inexpensive. Go fishing at the many parks that we have on the lake, and get out and have a picnic with your family and at one of the parks. There are just lots of opportunities like that. We also have other things that are very low cost, like our watercraft rental facility, which is open during the months of June, July, and August. And season passes are very affordable. If you don't want to go out and buy your own kayak or canoe or other type of watercraft, you can rent one from us. And of course, you are it's limited to Beaver Dam Lake. You have to use it at on Beaver Dam Lake and during the hours that we're open. But we are open either 9 to 6 Monday through Thursday or 10 to 6 Monday through Thursday or 9 to 7 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So those are good options. And then lots of other organized programs that we offer.
Must be nice to have those rental items available for people who don't own a lot of these things that they would need, but they can go out and enjoy anyway.
Right. Yeah. Some people live in apartments; they don't have the storage space, or even if you live in a home and have a garage and other storage space, it might be filled with other things. Or it's an opportunity for people to give it a try before they go out and get their own kayak to see if it's really something that they want to invest in, themselves.
Yeah, kayaking is a big deal around here. It's even in the city's logo. So,
right.
For sure. We're talking to Jana Stevens, the Parks and Recreation Director in Beaver Dam. If you would like to join the program, you can give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595. Or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. There are a lot of people that behind the scenes who make it happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, July is an opportunity that we highlight our permanent employees, seasonal employees, volunteers, and our partners in the community that help us make all of these things happen. We have a lot of moving parts, a lot of things that we do, and everyone that we work with and that works for us is really an important piece of that. So a shout out to them. We will be highlighting them in various ways on Facebook and other ways that we have the opportunity to do so. So
very good. Yeah. We're going to stop and take a break here, but we'll be right back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks, and are you still paying full price for gas? Well, stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use the limited time promo code HIGHWAY and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use the promo code HIGHWAY to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code HIGHWAY. Look, at first, I thought it was too good to be true, but it's totally legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now using promo code HIGHWAY. That's promo code HIGHWAY for a limited time 25 cent per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and conditions.
Step into a world so fine. Shiny floors that truly shine. Tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too. Everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for. Only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and we are back with another segment of Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. I just said that. And we are powered by Daily Dodge. And now, without further ado, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We're talking with Janice Stevens of the Parks and Recreation Department of the City of Beaver Dam. And there are a lot of things happening, and not the least of which some new facilities that'll make enjoying the outdoors a lot better.
Yeah, I wanted to take a few minutes just to highlight some things that are happening right now or have just been completed. The first is a new boat dock at Waterworks Park. That has been very well received. It does replace a 13-year-old dock, and it was donated by the Beaver Dam Lake Development Corporation. So we really appreciate that. We've gotten lots of great feedback about it, and if you've ever been to Waterworks Park, you see that there are boats of all different sizes coming and going, and people enjoying the lake access there. So much appreciated.
Absolutely. And work is underway at the amphitheater at Tahoe Park.
Yes. It's a small amphitheater. And, you know, I guess we've kind of been working on the term for that. It's kind of a shelter.
It's kind of a band shelter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We host the Jam by the Dam.
That's right.
Program at Tahoe Park, and that's been happening now for 10 years, and it's growing. It's very popular, and this is a really nice space now for the bands that perform there, and Sierra Kuhn and Darla Engel worked really hard to help raise the money and get the project going to get that done this year. And they got donations from Drexel Building Supply out of Columbus, Wisconsin, and Keller Incorporated. And the work was done by Beaver Dam High School students. Their high school technology education teacher, Ross Damon, and his students did the work to build the shelter. The concrete pad was put down, I think, last year or the year before. It's just kind of been evolving, and now it's just really a nice structure and makes things complete.
It's got to be better for the performers, I would think, to have a nice space to operate in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just completed in June, right before the first Jam by the Dam concert, and we're looking forward to having that facility there for years.
Mm-hmm. There's also some work going on at the Swan Park Springhouse.
Correct. The Swan Park restoration is being done in phases, and the current phase is focused on the springhouse as well as the band shell and the area around the band shell. We were able to complete a new roof on the springhouse, and the carpentry restoration is in progress. So that isn't done, but it is in progress. So that's being done. And as I mentioned, the band shell and the seating area around it and trails, that is also something that is, we have a master plan for. We just need the funding for it. So that project is about a $2 million project. And we submitted a grant to the state, the DNR, a stewardship grant in May, and expect to hear back on that in September. So that will make a difference in where we stand with the project. We have gotten a lot of donations so far toward the project, but the DNR grant and, of course, some funding from the city will help move that project forward.
Absolutely, and you know it'll take all of those partners, I'm sure, to help get the goal over the line, so to speak.
Right, right. And just to give people an idea of what the renovation project with the band shell and around the band shell entails. It includes the band shell itself, some restoration to the band shell, not replacing the band shell, but restoration to the band shell. A stage extension, so it would make the stage area larger, and stage handicap access, which is really exciting to have that handicap access to the stage, and as well as an amphitheater green and bench seating for the amphitheater. So all of the wooden bench seating that's there currently will be removed and replaced by a grassy section and some bench seating. The plan right now is not to fill the entire area with bench seating, but a portion of it, and then the rest of the green space will be open for people to bring their own lawn chairs. And for those who have been to our concerts in the park, they know that a lot of people bring their own lawn chairs. So
absolutely,
that space will be open in the future to use their lawn chairs.
Okay, nice touch. A lot of things happening with the skate park as well.
Yeah, that's right. So the Beaverdam Ride Project is a group of people that are working to fundraise to make improvements and additions to the skate park. They have formed, they're working hard on that. They have some concepts for the things that they'll be adding to the skate park. They're working hand in hand with the Parks Department, John Newman, the Parks and Forestry Supervisor, and but they are independently doing fundraising in an effort to make this happen. And I should say they're for both of the projects, the Swan Park project that we talked about, and the Beaverdam Ride Project, the skate park, there is a way for people to donate through the Beaverdam Community Foundation. So people know that their money is secure. It's that it's not just in somebody's safe in their house, hoping to be used someday. We have a great process set up through the Beaverdam Community Foundation for people to donate. And if they have questions about how to donate, they can contact me at the Watermark. And my contact information is in the courier. They can stop by. They can call. Our phone number is 920-887-4639 and ask for Jana, and I can share more information.
Absolutely. I imagine the skate park is a really great outlet for young people.
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned earlier, there are so many different things. Everybody enjoys different activities, whether it's fishing or disc golf, skate park activities, sports, just enjoying music in the park. So we have all sorts of different options for people to enjoy, and it takes people who are passionate about those things to help make them happen too. As I mentioned, there's a lot of private and public collaboration to make these happen.
Yeah, it certainly does. But the payoff is, you know, how they really enhance the quality of life here in Beaver Dam.
Right, right. Yeah. And again, it all goes back to celebrating July Park and Rec Month and how parks and recreation really do contribute to the quality of life in a community.
They certainly do. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to join the conversation. You can call or text 920-887-9595 or give us a call here at the studio at 885-4446. When we come back from the break in just a little bit, I want to talk about we have some time now in this segment, but the importance of making park shelter reservations.
Yes. people can make park shelter reservations a year in advance. So if you're thinking about a birthday party, family reunion, just a get-together with friends, be sure to contact us to see if a park shelter is available and make sure that you make that reservation. You can check online. If you go to the city website and to the Parks and Recreation page, there is you'll see there is a way to check availability. People can't make reservations online, but they can check availability and then request a shelter, and then we'll follow up. Otherwise, they can come to the watermark to check. They can call, and we have lots of shelters, but they do book quickly.
Okay, so it's a two-step process. The online, no reservations online. You have to call or come in person to actually make the reservation.
Right.
Okay, very good. We'll be back soon with more community comment after the news.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
Breaking news. You need a new mattress. For all kinds of breaking news, stick with your trusted source, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hope of finding survivors in central Texas of the catastrophic flooding dimming a day after finding out that more than 100 people were killed when the waters rose in the early hours of July 4th. ABC's Matt Gutman with more on the warning sirens that might have been better at telling people if they had been installed.
It has become clear that the method so many people have used to warn each other over the years, word of mouth, did not work. Texas's lieutenant governor saying that sirens may have made the difference, may have saved lives. And he said going forward, the state would pay for them.
At least 20 people remain missing. President Trump's latest executive order delaying now official tariff increases on dozens of countries until August 1st, relieving some pressure on world markets. The president also ordering a 25% tariff on goods imported from South Korea and Japan unless deals are reached. The TSA expected to announce today that it will no longer make people in regular security lines take off their shoes. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. Beaver Dam firefighters have a new contract agreement with the city. The Common Council approved the new collective bargaining agreement last night. Firefighters will get a 4% annual pay raise. Firefighters hired after the first of this year will be required to live within 15 miles of the city. Beaver Dam city leaders are giving their blessing to the idea of a proposed new public plaza just north of the Watermark Community Center. A group called the Hometown Plan Committee is proposing a canopied outdoor space that would be home to everything from the farmers market to the Taste of Wisconsin Beer and Cheese Festival. The Beaver Dam Common Council will not merge its administrative and operations committees. After discussing the idea off and on for 3 years, the council last night voted to keep its committee structure as is. A suspect is under arrest in connection to the death of a woman in Lake Delton last Friday. Police say they arrested a 23-year-old man late Sunday night. Charges are being referred to the Sauk County District Attorney's Office. And a federal judge is recommending the case against a Milwaukee judge should proceed. Judge Hannah Dugan is charged with helping an undocumented immigrant evade ICE agents at the county courthouse in April. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 81. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 62. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 80. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Choosing the right windows is key to your home's beauty, comfort, and efficiency. That's why Hometown Glass and Improvement features pinnacle windows from Lindsay. With sleek designs, cutting-edge energy efficiency, and a lifetime warranty, pinnacle windows from Lindsay save you money and add value to your home. Plus, they meet ENERGY STAR standards and are made in the USA. The Hometown Glass and Improvement team will guide you from consultation to installation. Visit the Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
When we started picture framing, we used the scraps we had from making furniture and coffins. Things have changed over time. We invite you to discover the picture framing department at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We can frame almost anything. If you have something you would like to preserve in a picture frame, McKinstry's can help. Our professional staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. We stock a complete selection of picture frame moldings, matting, and glass choices. This ensures professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, canvas pictures, and award certificates. Best of all, you will be amazed at the everyday low prices. Bring your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And it is brought to you, Community Comment that is brought to you by our friends, brought to you in part by our friends over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They are in downtown Beaver Dam on Front Street under the red awning. You can visit their website at McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com, and they are celebrating their 167-year anniversary. Check out their picture framing services. McKinstry's Home Furnishings stocks a large selection of picture frame moldings and conservation mattings as well as glass. This ensures prompt and proper professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, oil paintings, wildlife prints, and award certificates. They've even framed a guitar. Best of all, you'll be amazed at the low everyday prices. Let McKinstry sales designers help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. Take your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You'll be very happy you did. And now, without further ado, we will send it back to Terry Bell in the Daily Dodge TV studios for the rest of today's Community Comment.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We are talking to Jana Stevens of the Beaver Dam Parks and Recreation Department. And, Jana, there are not only so many things happening in Beaver Dam, but there are lots of things happening all over. And one thing a person can do here through your department is get some discounts on those things that are happening elsewhere.
That's right. We sell discounted amusement park tickets. Most of them are for attractions in Wisconsin Dells, and we also have tickets available for the Milwaukee County Zoo. Dells attractions include the Jet Boat Adventures, Land of Natura, Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park, Noah's Ark Water Park, Original Wisconsin Ducks, Pirates Cove, and the Upper Dells Boat Tour. So if you're planning a trip to the Dells and are planning on going to any of those attractions, we can save you lots of money. And go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm guessing, too, that these are fairly popular and maybe supplies are limited. I don't know.
They are. Mm-hmm. We do order a limited supply. We do kind of keep an eye on them. So if we are starting to run low, we may order more, but it depends on where we're at in the season, too. If it's the middle of August, we do stop selling them on August 29th. But we do try to keep everything in hand if possible. So, and they do, people do have to purchase them during our office hours. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Our office is located at the Watermark, which is, the address is 209 South Center Street. And it goes to a great cause. People save money. This is the program is sponsored by the Wisconsin Parks and Recreation Association, and we get a small commission from each of the tickets for selling them, making them available, and that money goes toward projects and activities that aren't funded in our city budget. So it's a little bit of a benefit to our department as well as the public.
Okay. This is made possible through the Wisconsin Parks and Recreation Association. I'm not familiar with them. Let me know what that's all about.
Sure. So I mentioned the National Recreation and Parks Association. That is the national association that supports the parks and recreation industry. And we have a Wisconsin Parks and Recreation Association as well. And they, it is an amazing organization made up of hundreds of parks and recreation professionals, people who work in parks, recreation, in different, a variety of positions. They have a small staff that leads the organization, but it's really the heart of the association is the people in the field that step up and do things on a volunteer basis. We do have an annual conference to provide ongoing education for people in the parks and recreation field, as well as regional meetings on a monthly basis, usually September through May. Everyone's pretty busy in the summertime with all the activities, summer activities, so those activities or those meetings are held September through May. But just a lot of networking, a lot of support, ongoing education that's provided by the Parks and Recreation Association.
Very good. Want to talk about music in the park, too, that's happening all this summer, and that's a big part of summer in Beaver Dam.
That's right. It wouldn't be summer in Beaver Dam without music in the park. And as I mentioned earlier, we have Jam by the Dam at Tahoe Park, and we have two concerts left for Jam by the Dam, one on Friday, July 25th, and that features Nobody's Hero. And the other one is August 22nd, Friday as well. And Tangled Lines is the featured band for that concert. We also have the Wednesday Night Live series at Swan City Park. And we have Tony Rocker, an Elvis tribute artist, is in the queue for tomorrow night, and he always draws a crowd. And the last I looked, the weather looks pretty good, the weather forecast. So we're hoping to be outside, but just in case the weather is bad, we have a backup. The Beaver Dam High School Auditorium is our backup location. And so if something changes with the weather forecast between now and tomorrow, sometime we'll make that decision, but we do try to get outside as much as possible. So,
yeah, absolutely. In fact, it seems like not every single night of the week, but it seems like several nights a week there is some live music to go and catch.
That's right.
In Beaver Dam in the summertime. Okay, and you're so there's the two concert series that you mentioned, and those are all. If you pick up a copy of the Courier, you can have the details at your fingertips anytime you like.
Yeah, the schedule is in there. We also have it online on the city website. We do have, I didn't mention that the Wednesday Night Live concerts go through the end of July. Mm. We have Tony Rocker tomorrow night, and then the Beaver Dam Community Band on July 16th, Eddie Rivers and the Wurlitzer Kings on July 23rd, and the Beaver Dam Community Band wrapping things up in at the end of July on July 30th.
Okay. In addition to music, water activities are a lot of fun in the summertime.
That's right. I mentioned earlier, we have lots of free and affordable fun for people. Two examples are is the Swan Park Splash Pad. That was new in 2023, and people absolutely love it. And I always stress the fact that it is for people of all ages and abilities. And so that is open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's located at Swan City Park, and it's just a fabulous addition to our park amenities. And the other is Crystal Lake Beach, and we have lifeguards on duty from 1 to 5 o'clock every day at the beach, and that too is free for people to enjoy. And people are able to access the beach other times as well, but they do swim at their own risk. So we provide lifeguards from 1 to 5, and that's weather permitting. We have had some interesting weather, rain and some different...
Some pretty big storms.
Yeah, some storms and things. But when the weather is good, we have the lifeguards on duty at Crystal Lake Park.
And it looks like, there's a different kind of way to enjoy the water at every park. No two parks seem to offer the exact same type of experience.
Yeah, exactly. So I mentioned earlier, we talked about the watercraft rentals and boating. We have the watercraft rentals facility at Waterworks Park. And as I mentioned earlier, that is open daily. We will be open through the end of August. And Monday through Thursday, the hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, the hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we have kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddle boards. People can rent hourly, half-day, or full-day. We also offer season passes for people to purchase. So we encourage people to get out and use our watercraft rentals. And people can come one or a couple people. You can bring a group. We appreciate it if you give us a heads up if you have a big group, but you don't have to. Usually there are plenty of watercraft available, but if you have a big group, you might want to let us know. As I mentioned, we talked about earlier, we have the boat launches. We have those at Edgewater Park, Tahoe Park, and Waterworks Park. We do charge user fees for the boat launches, and that goes toward maintenance. We have our city budget, as I mentioned earlier, the Lake Development Corporation donated the boat dock this year. But the user fee is also contribute toward the development of maintenance and development of those areas. And then one last thing that I want to mention for water activities is that we have the life jacket loaner board stations.
That seems like a great idea.
Yeah, it really is. Tahoe Park, Edgewater Park, and Waterworks Park each have a loaner board station, and there are different partners that made that possible. I'm going to look here at my notes. The Beaver Dam Lake Development Corporation, again, is a big partner with that. The Wisconsin DNR, Bureau of Law Enforcement, and various partners make that possible. And they have volunteers that actually check and maintain the life jackets, make sure that they are, there aren't any issues with them safety-wise and so forth. But the idea is, it sounds kind of silly that, you get to the boat launch and you don't have enough life jackets or enough life jackets of the right size. But when you think about it, a lot of people bring friends, different family members, and maybe they get there and they don't have a life jacket for everyone, or they don't have exactly the right sizes for everyone. So that's that provides an opportunity to have a life jacket for everyone who's on your watercraft. And to keep them safe while you're out on the lake.
Very good. Keeps everybody safe. We're going to take a break here, then be right back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehly, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehly. To schedule a consultation, visit Watertown.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Whether you're a bird enthusiast or simply enjoy the sight and sounds of nature, our Enchanted Garden Songbird Supreme Bird Food is a must-have year-round. Get a 20-pound bag on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with the last segment for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. If you would like to join in the conversation, you can give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. I'm joined with Jana Stevens of the Beaver Dam Parks and Recreation Department talking about all the great programs and offerings here in Beaver Dam in the summertime. And, you know, youth camps. People think of summer, they think of youth camps, and there are all kinds of youth camps that families can make their kids available to.
Yeah. Next week we have an art camp for kids ages 7 to 9, so there's time for people to register for that yet. We also have another art camp coming up in August for ages 10 to 12. That camp is the week of August 11th, and we are partnering with the Dodge County Center for the Arts to offer those camps. They're 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, afternoons, and at the end of the program, the kids do a little gallery showing for their friends and family, so that's kind of a fun way to cap that program off. And we had the younger kids in June. I think they were 4 to 6 year olds in June, and now we have 7 to 9 year olds in July and 10 to 12 year olds in August.
And one thing families might want to know is that these art programs are fairly short term, so you know, not a big commitment. That it's maybe something you want to keep in mind when they're signing their kids up.
Right. Yeah. As I mentioned, next week it's Monday through Thursday, July 14th through the 17th. The time is 2 to 4 p.m. at the Dodge County Center for the Arts. And so if people are looking for something for their kids to do and they enjoy art, this is a great opportunity. And in addition to the art camps, we also have lots of one-day art programs that we are partnering with Art on the Town to host those programs. And those are all held at Art on the Town, and everything from painting to pottery wheel experience, bubble glazing, sock gnomes, jewelry making, just one-day experiences. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the succulent terrariums.
Okay.
Succulents are very popular, and the terrariums have been popular. So just some really kind of fun projects. So if people are looking for something to do for a day, maybe grandparents have their grandkids in town from out of town or out of state, it could be a fun thing to do. And the best way to get this information is to take a look at our Community Center Courier, either a paper copy that they can get from the Watermark, or we do have copies of it available at Piggly Wiggly and the Market, as well as the library, City Hall, and some other locations around town. Or it's always available 24/7 online at the city, on the city website, on the Parks and Recreation page. But just lots of different options. But the key is you need to register. You need to sign up. You need to make a plan, and so we can plan for you.
Absolutely, and that's best done in person too, I imagine?
In person or online.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
Yeah, if people check out our website, our webpage on the city website, all of the information is there. They can either just look at it. Our courier is online, so they see our courier in digital form, or they can see all of the programs listed through our online registration software. So they can search that, read about the programs, and also register.
Maybe you've got some kids who are a little more physical, need to burn some energy off with activity. There are options for those kids, too.
That's right. We have two great options starting this week. We have aerial yoga classes. There are just a few openings in aerial yoga, and that starts on Wednesday, July 9th, so tomorrow, is the start of that program, and we partner with Elevated Yoga to offer that program, and that's been a huge hit. We also partner with the Old Hickory Golf Club and their staff to bring youth golf lessons to the community, and those are starting on Thursday. So now is the time to register if you have a son or daughter 7 to 14 years old that would like to take golf lessons.
Yeah, that's a fantastic opportunity. And I was really intrigued by this whole idea of aerial yoga. What's that all about?
Yes. So it is, I'm going to kind of check my notes here because it is, I'm not the instructor.
But it sure sounds interesting.
It's for teenagers and preteens, and it will help them practice yoga, aerial yoga poses using an aerial hammock. And they build strength and confidence as they develop flexibility and ease, and they explore a variety of aerial yoga poses and transitions. And so they go through that that process, and then at the end, the class ends with a deep rest in the silk cocoon.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. All of this is at the Elevated Yoga Studio, and they have skilled instructors that teach the classes in a safe and welcoming manner, and it really is fun, and it builds confidence in the kids, and it's just a really cool experience. And,
sure.
You know, summer is really, you know, kids are busy during the school year with their school activities, you know, just school itself and other activities. And summer really offers an opportunity for kids to try new things. And so this is something that it's only 4 weeks. It's on Wednesday late afternoon and evening. So people can give it a try and see if that's something that they, you know, just want to do once for fun or maybe even continue.
Absolutely. Also, there are programs for all ages, including, you know, fitness programs. And it's just a great way to stay active and fit in a setting that, you have a lot of support and encouragement around you.
Right. We have a real range of fitness activities. We have a couple yoga classes for adults. Our graceful yoga actually is for ages 15 and over. Most of the people we see are adults, but if a parent and child want to do it, as long as the child is 15, we welcome that. Graceful yoga, we do chair yoga for those that feel that they need the support of a chair. We have active adult exercise, and that was formerly arthritis exercise. It was developed by the Arthritis Foundation. It's no longer supported by the Arthritis Foundation, but our instructors were trained and both have great backgrounds in that exercise area. And so we've continued that program. And we don't want people to think that you have to have arthritis to do that program. We also have a couple of strength training classes, strength and mobility, and strong bodies. And those are geared more toward people who are 40 and over to help gain and maintain muscle mass and strength and mobility.
That's great. I'm afraid maybe I didn't leave enough time for us to talk about some tickets for some very interesting out-of-town events that people can go to. The Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, Holiday Pops Concert, the Weissenberger's Golden Mass, Smoky Mountain Christmas, and all different kinds of things coming up. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that soon. But we're out of time on this edition of Community Comment. We want to thank our guest, Jana Stevens, for joining us today. Want to thank you for listening on Daily Dodge on 95.3 WBEV. This has been Community Comment.